Good morning.
早晨好。
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
圣诞快乐，也祝大家新年快乐。
I'm glad to have two of my daughters with me today.
很高兴今天我的两个女儿也和我一起来这里。
Stephanie, who's the oldest?
Stephanie 是我的长女。
And Lauren, who's the youngest?
Laura 是我的最年幼的女儿。
The rest of my family is worshiping at our church today.
我其余的家人今天在另外一个教会聚会。
Calvary Baptist Bible Church in Peoria.
在碧城的 Calvist Church.
Luke chapter 2. We just read this passage together.
我们刚刚念的路加福音第二章。
About a man named Simeon.
关于一个叫西缅的人。
Simeon was one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
西缅是以色列的十二支派的当中的一个。
There are a number of men named Simeon in the scriptures.
有很多叫西缅的人。
This is the only record we have of this man.
这里的经节是关于记载西缅的唯一的地方。
And yet God included him.
主将在这里记载这西缅。
How many of us, when we think of Christmas, think of Simeon?
我们有多少人在想到圣诞节的时候会想到西缅呢
？Do you think of Simeon when you think of Christmas？
你想到西缅，想到圣诞吗
？I don't think any of us do。
我想基本上所有的人都不会。
But here we have this man described in the scripture。
但是这里我这些经文里面有记载这个西缅。
So let's look at these 10 verses and see what God says about him。
那今天我们就来看看这十节经文，看神是来怎么描写他的。
The description of Simeon.
关于西缅的描述。
He is said to be righteous.
他是公义的。
This was, of course, before the death of Jesus Christ.
当然，这是在耶稣基督死之前。
And before his resurrection.
也是在他复活之前。
How were people saved before Christ came?
是人是在耶稣来之前，我们是怎么来描述人的呢
？Were they saved by works in the Old Testament and by grace in the New Testament?
他们是在旧约里以自己的功被救的呢，还是像新约里面是以信心被救呢？
Was it works in the Old Testament and grace in the New Testament?
是旧约里的做工，还是新约里的恩典
？No.
都不是。
It's always been by grace.
总是以恩典得救。
By grace through faith.Plus nothing.
靠着恩典，靠着信心，没有其他的。
In Romans chapter 4, we read about how Abraham was saved.
在罗马书第四章，我们读到了关于亚伯拉罕是怎么样得救的。
I'll read Romans 4, 1 through 5.
那我在这里将念罗马书的第四章第一节到第五节。
What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? Let me read the whole text, and then you read it.
Yeah, okay.
If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？ 倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义的，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，做功德的工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做功的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
At approximately what year was Abraham alive?
亚伯拉罕大约活了有多少年？
How many years before Christ?
在耶稣来之前多少年？
It was about 2,000 years before Christ.
在主前两千多年左右。
2000 BC was Abraham.
主前两千年左右是亚伯拉罕。
Moses was about 1500 BC.
摩西差不多是在主前1500年。
David about 1000 BC.
大卫差不多是主前1000年。
The Babylonian captivity about 500 BC.
巴比伦是在 how many? 500年左右。
So those are some dates to help you remember a little bit of history.
这个能够帮助我们能够记住这个历史的时间段。
So 2,000 years before the coming of Christ, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
在主前两千年左右，亚伯拉罕就因信而得救称义，这也是
他得救
的原因。
Sorry. Let me ask you a simple question.
让我来问你们一个简单的问题。
Are you saved?
你们得救了吗？
Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
你有没有相信主耶稣基督是你的个人的救主？
If you're not sure about that, you can be sure.
如果你还不确定，那你也就不能确定你得救。
If you have been saved, a wonderful thing happened to you.
如果你得救了，那在你的身上就会有奇妙的事产生。
The moment God convicted you and you believed, something amazing happened.
主耶稣定你的罪的时候，你已经相信有神奇的事情会发生。
When you believed in God through Jesus Christ, your Lord, you received His righteousness.
你通过耶稣基督相信神，那神的义就从你因此而得到了神的义。
Now I'm going to use a theological term.
我将用一个神学里面的词汇。
This is known as imputation.
这是附加的。Imputation.
I'll explain it.
我会来解释一下。
It's an accounting term. Okay? A financial term.
这是一个会计上的词汇。
When God credits to you, just like a deposit in a bank, the righteousness of Christ.
当神就像是在你的账户里面存钱的一样，他给你存入了耶稣基督。
Abraham believed God, and it was deposited in his account as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕相信神，已经在他的账户里面存入了耶稣基督。
It's connected with another theological term.
这个也与另外一个神学的的词汇相连。
And that term is justification.
Justification. 是公称信。
I'm sorry.Justification is when God declares us righteous.
也就是神看我们称我们为义。
Not through my works.
不是通过我们的做工。
Not because I'm a good guy.
不是因为我是个善人。
But because Christ was righteous and perfect and his righteousness was credited to me.
而是因为基督他是义的，所以他的义附加到了我的身上。
On the account books of heaven, I have the righteousness of Christ.
在天上的那卷书上面，我已经有了我的义。
Simeon was said to be righteous.
西缅在这里是被称为义。
The only way we can be righteous is through Jesus.
我们能称义的唯一方法，唯一途径就是通过基督。
What I'm sharing with you is a positional truth.
今天我与大家分享的是一个定位的上面的真理。
Are you sinless?
你觉得你自己是无罪的吗？
Who of you is sinless?
有人觉得自己是无罪的吗？
I don't see any hands.
哦，我没有看到一个人举手。
But you're in church.
但是你是在教会里啊。
You're not sinless?
难道你还没有罪吗？
Me neither.
我也不是这样的。
But positionally, I'm perfect in Christ.
但是从，但是在基，在耶稣眼里，我是无罪的。
If I die today, I go straight to heaven.
如果今天我死了，我直接就去了天国。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus paid for my sin.
因为耶稣已经为我的罪付了代价。
And he rose again.
而且他复活了。
Proving God accepted his sacrifice.
证明了神已经接受了他的献祭。
We are not saved by our works.
我们不是因我们的做工而得救。
We are saved by grace through faith plus nothing.
我们得救是因为我们信，并且因为有着恩典，并不是没有任何其他的。
Simeon had accepted the gospel.
西缅已经在这里得到了福音。
He had trusted in a coming redeemer.
他相信一个以后将要来到的救赎主。
And God gave him a special promise.
那神也就给了他一个应许。
That he would not die until he had seen the Messiah.
他在死之前，他会看到救世主。
He was probably elderly.
他很有可能是一个年老的人。
Although the scripture does not say that specifically.
啊，当然了，在经文里面并没有这样描述出来。
But he was ready to go.
但是感觉上他是已经准备好他去世了。
And the people who are ready to go are usually the elderly who have a lot of physical infirmities.
很多时候很多人知道自己快要去的时候都是那些年长的或者是知道自己身体不好的时候。
The first description of Simeon is that he was righteous.
那西缅第一个特征就是他是有称义的。
The second description is that he was devout or God-fearing.
第二个特征他非常的虔诚，对神的虔诚。
He took his faith seriously.
他对他的信非常的严肃。
Do you take your Christian faith seriously?
你对你自己基督的信仰慎重吗？
Do you?
有没有？
I don't know.
啊，我不知道。
You don't know about me either.
你也不知道我是怎么样的。
How do you behave around unbelievers?
你在非信徒周围你是怎样表现的呢？
If they make a dirty joke, do you laugh at it?
如果他们开一些世俗的玩笑，你有没有也笑呢？
Do you share your faith with other people?
你有没有和他们分享你的信仰呢？
You won't necessarily be popular if you do this.
估计你不会很受欢迎如果你说这些的话。
We're not on this earth to get people to accept us.
我们在这世上不是让世人来接受我们。
We're on this earth to glorify God.
我们在这世上的目的是来荣耀神。
And our time on the earth is very brief.
我们在这地上的时间很短。
James put it this way.
雅各他这样说道。
Your life is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
你的生命就像是那水蒸气一样的就这样消失了。
Be devout or God-fearing while you're here.
虔诚对神敬畏。
This passage also says that Simeon was hopeful.
这段经文里面也提到西缅他充满了希望。
It says in verse 25 that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
在第25节这里他就说到西缅素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
The comfort of Israel, the encouragement of Israel.
那以色列的安慰者，以色列的保护者。
For the Jews, times were kind of bad at the time of the birth of Christ.
对以色列人来说，基督诞生的时候，那个境况非常糟。
They did not have political independence.
他们在政治上没有独立性。
They were under cruel King Herod.
他们是在希律王的严格的残暴统治下。
Religion was just something that was done on the outside, not the heart.
那这个他们的宗教信仰只是在外在的，而不是内在的信仰。
There had been no prophet in Israel for 400 years.
在400年期间里面，在以色列，他们没有一位预言者产生。
No word from God.
没有从神而来的话语。
After Malachi's prophecy, 400 silent years.
整整四百年以色列的沉默时期。
This was a tough time.
是非常一个严峻的时期。
He was looking for the comfort of Israel.
西缅在期待那位将来到的以色列的安慰者。
The king who would come and deliver them from the Romans.
那位将要来到的王将要来拯救以色列将要来从罗马人手里拯救以色列。
And Jesus was the king of the Jews.
那耶稣的确就是那位犹太人的王。
He came unto his own, the Jews, and his own received him not.
他来到但是犹太人并没有接受他。
That's John 1:11.
那这个就是在写在约翰福音的第一章里面。
I believe he offered the kingdom to Israel.
我相信耶稣他向以色列人提供了那个天国。
But they rejected him as king.
但是以色列人他们不愿意接受这位王。
There is coming a day in the future when he's going to come again.
那在将来的日子里面他还会再来到。
And he will set up his throne on this earth.
他会在这地上做他的王座。
And he will reign.
他也会统治。
Have any of you ever heard Handel's Messiah?
你们有没有人听说过弥赛亚的 Handel?
Handel's Messiah by George Friedrich Handel. There was a sing-along in Peoria last week? 2 weeks ago?
在碧城有一个一起唱的一个活动，大概两个星期以前。
On December 16th then.
12月16号左右。
where they invited anyone who wanted to sing about, to sing to join the choir and sing Handel's Messiah.
他们欢迎所有的人都加入那合唱团来唱这首歌。
And part of that is the scripture, and he shall reign.
歌词中有一句就是说到他将要来统治。
If you've never listened to Handel's Messiah, you should.
那如果你没有听过这首歌的话，我建议大家可以去听一下。
That's the only time when the consolation or the comfort of Israel is going to take place, when Jesus reigns.
那只有当耶稣基督来做王统治的时候，那以色列的救赎安慰者才真正的来到。
An imposter will offer them peace.
Pastor.
Imposter? A fake?
Oh. 那假的牧者会给他们一些安慰现在。
What does the scripture call this imposter?
那经文里面怎么来形容这个假的牧者呢?
He's called the Antichrist.
也就是敌基督。
He's called the beast.
他被称为那个兽。
He's called the little horn.
称为那个角。
The man of sin.
罪的啊，罪之人。
He will offer peace to Israel.
这个敌基督他会表面上提供给以色列人和平。
He will solve the Middle East peace problem.
他可能会解决中东的危机。
He's going to build the Jews a temple.
他会为犹太人建造那个殿。
I believe he's going to build it in Jerusalem where there's right now a mosque.
那我相信他将会在耶路撒冷现在那回教大金顶堂那里建那个殿。
Imagine if the Jews tried to build a temple there today.
想象一下如果犹太人今天想在那里建殿的话。
What would that mean?
那个意味着什么?
That would be war.
那就是代表着战争。
But the Antichrist is going to do that, and he's going to bring peace.
那敌基督将会要成就那些事。
For 3.5 years.
他会带给以色列和平，那差不多3年半。
In the middle of Daniel's 70th week.
Middle of Daniel.Yeah. 在差不多但以理说的那七年灾难的前半年。
Excuse me. Are you familiar with the prophecy of Daniel's 70 weeks?
你们对但以理所说的70个周你们熟悉吗?
Yes? No?
77了。
Read the book of Daniel, and you'll learn about it.
读但以理书，那你们就会知道的。
From the decree to rebuild Jerusalem,
在
the king of Persia made a decree to rebuild Jerusalem as a city.
波斯王他下令在。在耶路撒冷重建他们的殿。
From that time,
从那时开始
of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem,
那波斯王所下的令来重建耶路撒冷
to the time of the coming of Messiah,
直到弥赛亚再来的时间
there were 69 weeks,
有69个期。
But the word weeks actually just means 7.
对 week 就是周在这里就是代表七。
There would be 69 units of 7.
也就是有69个单位的七。
69 multiples of 7.
69乘以七。
Or 483 years.
或者就差不多是480年左右。
And at that time, the Messiah will be cut off.
在那个时候，弥赛亚会
or crucified.
会被除去，会被钉在十字架上。
But Daniel's 70 weeks or 77's prophecy ends with the reign of Messiah.
但是但以理的70个期的预言是以弥赛亚再来为终止。
So there is a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week.
因此在第69个期和70个期之间有一段时间。
Have you ever heard about this?
你们有没有人听说过这个?
I see like two people, three people. Okay. All right. Sometime when I get to come back,
以后如果我有机会再回来的时候,
I will preach on Daniel's 70 weeks.
那我就会来教导但以理的70个期。
It's a wonderful prophecy.
那是个很伟大的一个预言。
It's only when Jesus the Messiah comes that true peace will come to Israel.
只有当那位耶稣基督弥赛亚再来的时候，那以色列才会有真正的和平。
Because the Antichrist will break his word. He will lie.
因为敌基督他在说谎，他会他执行不了自己所说的。
They will think they have peace in Israel, but they will not.
以色列以为他们有了和平，但其实他们并没有。
Not until Jesus comes again.
只有到耶稣再来的时候。
Simeon was looking for the comfort of Israel.
那西缅在这里静待，盼望以色列的安慰者到来。
Jesus is the comfort of Israel.
耶稣基督就是那位安慰者。
And when he comes again, they will accept him.
他再来的时候，他们将会接受他。
Because he's going to rescue them from the Antichrist.
因为耶稣将从敌基督手里救赎他们。
There's a lot more I could say about that.
我在这上面我就能可说很多。
But let's return to Luke 2.
但是让我们来回到路加福音第二章
Verse 26,
第二十六节
the scripture says it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
It then says in verse 27,Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required.
在第二十七节，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要按照律法规矩办理。
The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would see the Messiah before he died.
圣灵向他启示，他在未死以前，他能够看到那位。
And today was the day.
然后今天就是那一天。
What do you think Simeon looked like?
你能想象一下西缅看上去怎么样吗?
I picture him as an old man hunched over using a cane.
我想象当中他是一个老人拄着根拐杖弯着背。
He probably had to leave early.
他可能先 要提前退。
Took him a long time to get to the temple.
可能他要花很长时间才能走到圣殿那里。
But today was the day.
但是今天就是那一天。
The Spirit had told him.
因为圣灵是这样对他说的。
He took the child into his arms.
他将那个孩子抱过来。
And he blessed God.
并且称颂神。
And then he said in verse 29,
在第二十九节这里说到
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace.
主啊，如今就可以按照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Verse 30,
第三十节
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
31 and 32, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
He goes on and gives a prophecy.
他继续说他的预言。
Look at verse 34.
让我们来看一下第34节。
This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against.
这孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人惊奇，又要做诽谤的话语。
So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，叫你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Whose soul?
谁的心灵？
Mary's soul.
玛利亚的。
This child, according to verse 34, is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel.
这个孩子根据这里34节说到，他是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，或者许多人兴起。
What people do with Jesus determines if they fall or rise.
人们怎样来对待耶稣基督，决定了他们是兴起还是跌倒。
If they accept him, they will rise.
如果他们接受他，他们就会兴起。
If they reject him, they will fall.
如果他们拒绝他，他们就会跌倒。
Did the Pharisees accept or reject him?
法老他是接受还是拒绝？
They rejected him.
法老他们拒绝接受。
Jesus confronted the Pharisees. Jesus never missed an opportunity to point out their error.
耶稣他从来没有放弃一个机会来面对那些法利赛人指出他们的错误。
I want to share with you a quote from an author who wrote a commentary on Luke.
我这里来分享一个一位作者他对路加福音所写的一些评论。
The sword that will pierce Mary's soul is the death of Jesus. His suffering will not leave her untouched.Simeon's final words point to the revelatory function of Jesus' work. People declare themselves by their attitude to him. We cannot ultimately be neutral. When people see Christ suffer, their reaction shows on which side they stand.
那把剑它会刺穿玛利亚的灵魂，就是耶稣的死，他的受难，不会让他没有任何感动。那西缅的最后的词，他也指出了耶稣的做工的作用。那人们他们如果人们以自己的对耶稣的态度。来人们以自己对耶稣的态度来宣称自己，我们不可能永远的是中立的，因为当人们看着基督受难，他们的反应决定着能够显示出他们究竟是站在哪一边。
How did a sword pierce Mary's soul?
那把剑是怎么来刺透玛利亚的灵魂的呢？
Let me read to you John 19:25.
让我来读一下约翰福音第十九章。
John chapter 19 and verse 25.
约翰福音第十九章二十五节。
John 19:25.
十九章第二十五节。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
第二十五节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和摩大拉的玛利亚。
Mary stood and saw her son on the cross.
玛利亚就站在那里，看着他的儿子在十字架上受苦。
What would that be like for a mother?
你们觉得，作为一个母亲，她会感觉怎样呢？
The sword pierced her soul.
那把剑就这样刺穿她的灵魂。
Simeon was sharing a prophecy of what Mary would go through at the crucifixion.
西缅就在这里，预言了玛利亚将在，基督受难时所要经历的。
She felt great pain.Seeing her son.
玛利亚看到耶稣受难，她会感到非常的难过。
This is an interesting thing to hear about your 8-day-old baby.
这个，如果当你听到这关于你才出生八日的新生孩的时候，这是个非常稀奇的事情。
Mary and Joseph and the baby.Meet this old man named Simeon.
那玛利亚和这耶稣的父亲，约瑟在这里能遇见这个年老的西缅。
And they hear this amazing prophecy.
他们也听到了这个非常神奇的预言。
And Mary learns how much she will personally suffer.
玛利亚她也知道了她会她个人她将要经历的的苦难。
People will be judged by their response to Jesus Christ.
人们会以自己的态度来回应耶稣。
People declare who they are by their attitude toward Jesus.
人们会以自己对耶稣基督的态度来显示自己。
Let me take you over to Matthew chapter 7.
让我们来看一下马太福音。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21.
马太福音第七章第二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我，离开我去吧。
This is a kind of a frightening passage of scripture.
这个是比较令人恐惧的，这是一段令人害怕的经文。
This kind of shows what Simeon was talking about.
这个也是显示了西缅在预言里面所说的。
This child is destined for the falling and rising of many.
这个孩子会使许多人跌倒，也有许多人兴起。
Did you take your faith in Jesus seriously?
你有没有对耶稣的信仰很慎重呢？很严肃呢？
Or was this just something that you did to act out a part in a play?
或者你只是在你的表面上做文章呢？
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我为主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
I started off this message by saying that you are positionally righteous if you're saved.
我开始今天的讲道之前我提过，从地位上来讲，我们是被称作义，我们是得救的。
Practically or in everyday life, we are not perfectly righteous.
但是在每日的生活中，实际上我们并不是无罪的。
I've shown this to you before.
我曾经向你们展示过这个。
This is what growth is like.
这个是成长的，看起来的。
It's like 3 steps forward and 2 steps back.
这个就像是前进三步，退后一步。
This is what spiritual growth is like for you and me.
对于你和我来讲，这就是我们在灵里的成长。
3 steps forward and 2 steps back.
三步前进，后退两步。
We read our Bible, we pray, we grow.
我们读经，我们祷告，
But then we
我们成长。但是我们又犯罪。
We fail.
我们跌倒。
We disappoint God.
我们使神失望了。
We say harsh words.
我们说那些尖刻的话。
But then we repent.
然后我们悔改。
We confess.
我们认罪。
And then we get busy growing again.
那我们又成长。
3 steps forward, 2 steps back.
三步前进，两步后退。
But as I keep going 3 steps forward and 2 steps backward,
那当我每往前进三步退两步的时候
What happens?
会发生什么呢？
I grow.
我仍旧在成长。
I make progress.
我进步了。
I will never be perfect in my everyday life.
在每天的生活中我不可能完美。
Not this side of heaven.
不是在这地上的这天国。
But I do have the righteousness of Christ on the account books of heaven.
但是在基督那本账上，我在那个天国上面，我是完满的。
I'm positionally perfect.
从位置上来讲，我是完善的。
But not in my everyday life.
但不是在我每天的实际生活中。
So what I'm trying to do is to become progressively in my everyday life what I already am positionally in heaven.
这就是每天的生活当中我也要不断的这样重复的前进。
Does that make sense?
这样听起来有道理吗？
My salvation is not based on my efforts.
我的救赎不是基于我的努力。
My salvation is based on Christ's finished work.
我的救赎是基于基督他所完成的工。
I'll finish by reading three verses from Ephesians chapter 2.
那我将以以弗所书的第三节经文来结束今天的讲道。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节。
For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
I've shared with you some truth about the life of Simeon.
我今天向你们分享了一些关于西缅的真实的情况。
This is not something we do to get saved.
这不是我们 得救的原因。
This is something we learn about to grow.
这是我们学习能够使我们成长的。
Basically, we're trying to become what we already are.
是我们要慢慢的成长成我们所应该成的样式。
Become in everyday life more and more what you already are in heaven.
在每日的生活中，我们这样成长，能够成为我们以后将要在天国里的样式。
This is called.Another theological term.
这是在神学里面另外有一个词汇。
Sanctification.
成圣。
Sanctification.
成圣。
The process of becoming more and more holy.
也就是每天不断的能够更加圣洁。
Justification, I've been declared righteous on the account books of heaven.
称义不对。
Justification.
成公正的称义，那也就是我在天国里面被看为义。
Justification, God declared me righteous.
称义，也就是神看我为义。
By faith.
因着我的信。
Through grace.
借着恩典。
With no works.
不是我们因为我们做工。
That's justification.
那就是称义。
Sanctification.
成圣。
Three steps forward, two steps back.
前进三步，后退两步。
I grow.
但是我成长。
I grow.
我成长。
Every time you hear this word taught, you need to think, how do I need to grow?
当每次你听到这个词的时候，你就要思考我怎么来成长。
This is sanctification.
这个本书就代表着
神圣。As we hear about Simeon,
当我们听到西缅的时候
we learn truth.
我们得到我们或我们知道了真理。
So that we can become a little bit more what we already are.
我们就能够慢慢的成为我们应该成为的样式。
So we can take some steps of growth.
我们能够一步一步的成长。
God help us to do that.
那真是让神来帮助我们这样做。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起起立来祷告。
Father in heaven,
天上的父
I pray that you would help us to grow today.
我真是祈祷求你来帮助我们成长。
If anyone here is not saved,
今天如果在座的还有没有得救的
I pray that you would convict them.
我祈祷 那你能够来使他们转变他们的思念。
And that they would be saved.
那他们就能得救。
For Christians that are here today,
对所有的基督徒
I pray that you would help us to grow.
我祈祷你能够来帮助我们一起成长。
In our faith.
在我们的信心里面。
Help us to do that.
帮助我们这样做。
Help us to repent of our sin.
帮助我们来 认罪
and be right with our Heavenly Father.
让我们与我们的天国上的父来和好。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.